Tell me about the competition. How did you get involved with it?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I actually started looking into this competition sophomore year. Our coach, Dan Ortiz, for the debate team, had us all write a speech for it as part of our Christmas homework. So that's what I did. I wrote a speech for it, and it was really awful. I looked back on it the other day, and I was proud of how far I've come compared to that speech. But I wrote a speech then. I didn't really want to do it because I knew a lot of the seniors from Speech and Debate were going to be a part of that competition at the local level. And so I was like, you know, I'll let them have their turn. I'll do it next year. And so I did. I did it the year after that, my junior year. I won the local level. I won the state level, and then I got to nationals again, and I was eliminated at quarterfinals. This year, I did that same process again, but I made it past quarterfinals, then I made it past semifinals, and I made it to the national finals. So that was a really great journey to see where I started and how far I came from there.
And what topic did you cover?
So, as part of the competition, it has to be about the Constitution with emphasis on civilian duties. And so this year, what I kind of covered was knowing your history so that as citizens, we don't repeat its errors. And that's kind of a vague approach, but it worked really well with the metaphor I used for the beginning part of my speech.
You competed in different levels. How were the experiences going through each level?
So it depends really where you're from and which state you come from. But for the local level, last year I had two different competitors with me, both seniors. This year I didn't have any competition at the local level, so it was really just an exhibition of what I was going to present this year. At the state level, it varied between the 2 years. So last year I had eight competitors. This year I only had four. And you never really get to watch anyone's speeches, so you don't know what you're really going up against. That's even more nerve-wracking, in my opinion. I like to watch and analyze and kind of think over it. And at the national level, you know, I don't know if it was more competitive or the room changes were made better, but interestingly enough, in my quarterfinals room last year was the national winner, so I got eliminated by her. But also, the person who was in the finals round with me last year was also in my quarterfinals that first year. So we had one of the most competitive rooms probably in the history of Legion. And they actually have started talking about bringing two people from every semi and quarter, well, from quarterfinal rooms into semis because of that room, because of our experience. So that's really cool to see how Mississippi, who was Solomon Brown, he took second this year, and I actually put a little impact and made a little mark on the history of the Legion competition that they're actually thinking about changing the way it's ordered. This year, I can't really speak to the competition of the individual rooms because I never saw it, but I did watch the national finals. They're all on YouTube, and there were some pretty interesting ideas and approaches to the Constitution.
What is the experience like? You mentioned you don't aren't seeing the other, listening to the other competitors. What is the experience like for you?
You know, it's partly more nerve-wracking because I do, as I said, like to analyze it while I'm watching them, and sometimes it helps you gain a little more of the nervous energy that'll help you in speech to be better if you know that you're going against someone who's really good. The experience is very unique. I've never been to any other national competition. That was the first one I've ever been to. And so going into it, you're just glad to be there more than anything because the level of competition is so high. You've got people who have been to the National Speech and Debate Association for years in a row. You've had people who've been at this competition all 4 years. It's just crazy how intense and how amazing each of the speakers are. This year, my goal was just to get past the quarterfinal room. That's something I wasn't able to do last year. And so, going into it, that was all I really wanted. I wanted to get past quarterfinals. And only nine people get past quarterfinals. So, to even get that far was a really great achievement. But then I made it past semis, and that's only three people. So, that was really cool. I was just really happy that among all of these great competitors, I stood out.
How many people were in the competition?
So at the national level, there's only 54 people competing. At the local level this year, as I said, I had four. But I was reading something on the Legion organization page, and it looks like about 6,000 people compete starting at the local level every year in this competition. So you can just see from that number alone that there's a pretty intense amount of people joining in this, and so it's kind of hard just to get past the state level, albeit the national one.
So is it representatives, one from each state and territory, is the idea?
Yes, there is one from each state. There was one from DC, Puerto Rico, There was actually one representing France, too. So it was interesting. I think they have a military base there, and so they have American citizens compete at that level there, too.
And it was 3 days, is that correct? Or
Well, it was longer for me because the travel was so intense. I left Thursday 5 o'clock, and then I got back home at 3 on Monday. So the competition took up Saturday and Sunday.
Is it very structured on those days?
Did you
have time off to sightsee, or how did it work?
So that was my second year going, so I had already done all the sights the year before. So this year I wasn't really so much worried about, I didn't get to see Indy. But it was very structured. You knew you had to be there 30 minutes before the competition started, even before the room opened up. You had to be there 30 minutes before. Then you would draw for your number, which order you would speak in. And it was just very, very structured. You had quarterfinals, then semis, and the next day was the national finals, and they mic'd you up and everything. They took you through the procedures. It was very, very structured. That's a good way to put it.
And the top three people received monetary awards. Is it a scholarship? What did you receive for winning or coming in third in this competition?
For being third place, I took away with a $14,000 scholarship. But then I also got $1,500 just for being there. Everyone got $1,500 just for coming to the competition. That's the incentive to get students to really compete. And so I'm taking away $15,500. But they also give you a couple extra things for being at that level. So they gave me a plaque saying, third place. I have a plaque that says I was a participant. I have a gold medal because they give gold medals to the finalists, they give silver medals to the semis, and they give bronze medals to the quarterfinals. And then I took away, actually I got a berth, the National Speech and Debate Association, which is really fascinating, little story, side story, because Audrey Kistler and I, we took the state debate title this year, and I took another speech title, and we couldn't actually go to the Speech and Debate Association Nationals because our school isn't a member. And we were working really hard to be a part of that. We really wanted to go to nationals and get that experience. But basically what they told us is, no, you're not a part of it. You did qualify. You would have the points, but your school's not a part of this, so you can't go. But here they are handing me this berth. So here you can go to the Speech and Debate Association's nationals. And I was like, why couldn't you even tell me that a little while ago, But, it's all good. I can't go anyway. I have a conflict, so...
And this is your senior year, correct? So what are your plans ahead?
Yes. So senior year, I've decided to go to University of Alaska Anchorage. They have a really great competitive debate team, and I'm looking forward to being a part of that team. I want to study journalism, maybe broadcast or print, and then I want to get a minor in political science.
You received these scholarships, but you also received others, did you not?
I have a couple scholarships, but this is by far the biggest one.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add?
There's just so many people who have helped me get this far. I really appreciate all the community support I got, especially from Mrs. Stone at K-High. She's actually the entire inspiration for my speech. If you watch it on YouTube, it actually starts out with a story about her. Mr. McClory, Mr. Dan Ortiz for really pushing me to try out this competition. Just all my teachers for letting me have the time to practice when I wasn't doing work in class, and just the support I got from the community going into this.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.